You're in a dark cell. Beams of light shine through the cracks of the wood ceiling above. You're shackled to the ground. It's wet. It smells. The only noise that you can hear is a soft grumbling of the courts above. The grumbling stops and you hear a single voice, not exactly understandable, but he seems to be addressing an audience. There was no reply to the first uttering by the individual, and so you hear him again state some statement that was not exactly understandable. The rumbling builds and you hear your name shouted by the audience. Anticipation, fear, any number of emotions fill your head. You're trying to hear every word. The individual is speaking again. You catch a word or two, but not enough to understand any context. Then there's a roar, "Let him be crucified." You hear that. You start to piece things together. The emotions change from a mix of things to pure fear. The individual speaks again, your heart beating faster. Another roar of "Let him be crucified" is ringing through your ears. Things start to get more unsettling. The grumbling of the audience turns to more of a roar. You hear, "His blood be on us and our children," yelled from the seemingly large crowd above you. This is it. It's over. The speaking is done. The praetorian's at your door. He unchains you and begins to drag you towards the noise. The light is getting brighter as the door nears. You cover your eyes as the door opens and you're thrown to the ground. Are you dead? There isn't any pain, just chanting and celebrating as the crowd lifts you to their shoulders. You look around to see another being chained to a boulder in an opening and being scourged violently. Who are you? The individual I described in the story is Barabbas, the man released to the Jews in the place of Jesus. The court scene was likely Jesus' sentencing, or was Jesus' sentencing, Barabbas likely being chained below in the courtrooms. Matthew chapter 27, starting in verse 15. Now at the feast, the governor was accustomed to release for the crowd any one prisoner whom they wanted. And they had a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. So when they had gathered Pilate to them, "Whom do you want me to release for you, Barabbas or Jesus who is called Christ?" For he knew that it was out of envy that they had delivered him up. Besides, while he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent word to him, "Have nothing to do with this righteous man, for I have suffered much because of him today in a dream." Now the chief priests and elders persuaded the crowd to ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor again said to them, "Which one of the two do you want me to release for you?" And they said, "Barabbas." Pilate said to them, "Then what shall I do with Jesus who is called Christ?" And they all said, "Let him be crucified." And he said, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they shouted all the more, "Let him be crucified." So when Pilate saw that he was gaining nothing, but rather that a riot was beginning, he took water and washed his hands before the crowd, saying, "I am innocent of this man's blood. See to it yourselves." And all the people answered, "His blood be on us and on our children." Then he released for them Barabbas, and having scourged Jesus, delivered him to be crucified. In reality, that story could be about us. We were sentenced to death for sin, but Jesus took our place. There's no reason to believe that we would have been released, yet we were, and another was sentenced to die. What would you do with that understanding that a person died directly to save you from that fate? That's what Jesus did for us. He was put on trial, scourged, beaten, and crucified, having done nothing wrong, also that we can be saved in eternity because he first loved us. We have the opportunity right now to remember this great sacrifice and reflect on the salvation that's made possible by that event.